flights. For all the best travel tips and exclusive discounts for under 30s and students, call Student Flights on 131 669.
Well, like always, this is the Best Bits version of the show in podcast form. And like always, Radio Tinder is one of the best bits. It may be the most consistently performing best bit of the show. It has crossed my mind that we just do 3.5 hours of Radio Tinder every night. It may lose its luster. So we'll stick to weekly still. It's on the podcast, plus What Did You Drop on 131060. Very slippery weekend for me. And dropping a big bottle of olive oil all over the kitchen tiles. Plus, Steve Aoki stopped by to throw rice cakes at my face. It was fun for one. Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Happy Friday, 131060. Twitter and Instagram, at Wakey, it's Lakey. That is where you can go to check out Lubemobile Boy, recreating the famous Lubemobile ad 25 years later. Spitting image plus 25 years. Check it out.
Radio.
We're doing Radio Tinder right now, heading into the weekend. We do it every Friday. Very lonely place to be on the weekend when you don't have any potential dates as a singleton and no Tinder matches. Been pretty light on the Bumble recently. No plenty of fishes are biting. What are you going to do? Oh, give Papa Lake Dog a call. He'll sort you out. He'll Osher Gunsberg ya. He'll get you a guy. Plenty of girls ringing up. Of course, there can only be one bachelorette tonight. It is Maddie. Hello, Mad Dog.
Hello. I'm very excited.
I'm a little hot under the collar, and that's saying something because I'm not even wearing a collared shirt. How old are you, Maddie?
I'm 21.
Okay. It says here 5'9", brown hair.
Yep.
Fit. You are fit.
Oh, I like to think so.
Well, you like to say so as well, because that's what it says here. I know the producers too well. They're not just going to write fiction. It says you love the gym, work in retail, finishing uni. What are you studying?
Studying business.
Cool. Bit of a business lady. Looking to make a mint one day. Fend for yourself. DIY your own business. Maybe. What do you look for in a guy?
In terms of looks, I'm kind of really digging the seedy mo.
Seedy mo?
Yeah. It's a bit of an odd one.
Yes.
It's a bit sad. Like November's ending, that's a bit sad at the moment.
Right, yeah, well, one last day. There'll be plenty of lads at peak CD Mo.
Oh, they've got to keep them.
They might have to keep it. Okay, well, that's good. A lot of CD Mo men out there listening, I can assure that. Skinny, big ripped rooster, fat slob. What body type?
Oh, yeah, don't mind a skinny, tall guy.
Ooh, rake thin.
I think that goes really well with the Mo.
Yeah, oh, I know the exact person you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said like they're at the club, they wear like one of those long sleeve like shirt things. Yeah. Seedy like bum fluff mo. They bum a cigarette, but they don't buy packs. Yeah. Those
trying
kind
to
of
give
guys.
You like a free drink card that like
right. Watching Hilltop Hoods like over a pop concert any day. Those guys.
Exactly.
Maddie loves a seedy mo. Okay, if you have a seedy mo and you're a skinny guy, 131060, if you like the sound of Maddie, must be single, by the way. Or get your girlfriend's permission first. No, don't do that. 5'9", brown hair, mad dog, fit, loves the gym, works in retail, finishing off her business degree. Once a man with a seedy mo. It's November. Tis the season for moustache rides. Skinny guy. Or it's a medium. Medium. We just don't want a bit big. Big gym junkie? What about it? What if a big gym junkie rang up with a seedy mo?
If their muscles are bigger than mine, it's not great.
It's not good at all. No.
No. Okay.
I mean, there's no nice way to say this, but you are a girl, so most guys are probably going to have bigger muscles than you. Correct? Or are you like a ripped? Are you one of those gym junkie chicks?
Oh, God, no. No. But, like, if they're huge, like, if their arms are the size of my head, that's not great.
Okay. That's fair enough, yeah. Look, it's a great night to be a beta male. On 131060. If you would like to maybe take Maddie out and exchange social media details, get to know her, you got to give us a call first. 131060. And we're going to pick three guys for your next Mad Dog, all right?
CD Mo's,
skinny biceps, the whole shebang. Your dream man. Make sure you have three questions ready to go, okay? You got to grill them next.
All right, perfect.
You're going to figure it out. If you want to get to Maddie's heart, 131060. We'll do Radio Tinder in a sec.
Wakey, wakey. Danny Lake.
Loud Luxury and Brando, it's called Body. Tonight, Wakey Wakey, it's Daddy Lakey.
Radio Tinder.
We do it every Friday, looking to find some lucky lady, a lucky man. Hopefully they'll fall in love after chatting on the radio, exchanging social media details and realising that they are each other's soulmates. Maddie is tonight's bachelorette. Hello again, Maddie.
Hello.
We got to know you just before. You're 21, 5'9", brown hair, fit, loves the gym, works in retail, but finishing off your business degree. Love a CDMO. Love a CDMO.
Definitely.
Sucker for a CDMO. Skinny guy, perhaps. Usually the chicks are after gym junkies. So I'd like to think there's been some skinny guy with some CDMO just listening every single week, getting his heart broken and broken and broken again after chick's like, I don't want to go with muscles, big deltoid muscles. Makes me feel like a little girl. But tonight, this may be skinny boy with seedy moustache's night. What do you like about the moustache?
I don't know. They just make him look sexy. I don't even know.
I just want to feel like I'm hooking up with a winter's coat every time I kiss a boy.
Oh, if they don't have a mo, don't even bother.
If you don't have a mo, don't even go. Liam is the first man up tonight. Liam, do you have a moustache?
I do have a moustache.
You're a plumber, 21, yeah. 6'4", CDMO, long brown hair. Just started gymming. Now, this is good.
Yeah.
This is good
but
for Maddie.
Skinny, yeah.
Yeah, so this is
good.
So,
yeah.
So he likes the gym. You can maybe teach him a few things as well, but he'll be getting those newbie gains, so you better wrap him up quick smart.
Yeah, this is good. I like it.
What's your question to Liam?
Liam, what makes your moustache good?
It's extra seedy.
Oh, you've stolen me there. Yeah, that's a good
And it twirls at the end.
It what, sorry?
I can twirl it at the end.
Oh,
just a little bit, perfect. Just a little bit.
Whoa.
Is it like thick or thin?
It's not heaps thick.
So it's thin.
It's perfect. You found the happy medium.
Getting there.
Ooh, I mean, you two could be talking bristly boomerangs all night. But we've got to get on to man number two. Remember how you feel for man number one, Maddie? Corey. Hello, Corey. You are 18. You say,
hey guys,
bloody good, top of the morning to you. You say she sounds hot. You've got a little mo, and you're a concreter, 6'1", short black hair. Describe the little mo to Maddie.
Well, it's a little bit seedy because there's not much there, but I reckon you should go with the plumber.
Oh, okay.
Are you Liam's wingman? Why are you calling up saying you should go with the other guy?
I don't know. He just sounds like a top bloke. You should go for the plumber for sure.
Oh, you guys are blabber. You guys are blabber for sure.
I reckon he's
a wingman. Yeah, the boys.
Nah,
you got to go. He's true blue.
I mean, the thing is, Maddie, if you did go man number one, you'd have to hang out with that shit stain number two a lot of the time at barbecues. Oh, so it's bittersweet.
Yeah, they're best friends.
Yeah. Man number three is John. You're an Uber driver, 5'11", slim, Italian background. Ooh, Italian stallion.
Italian stallion, that's the one.
Ooh. Love to play footy, single dad. Ooh, single dad, huh? How old are you, John?
Yep. 39.
Whoa. Looking for another daughter? No, I'm joking. What's your question to John, Maddie?
All right. If we were going to the drive-in, what type of movie would you want to see?
Sorry, say that again.
All right. If we were going to go to the drive-in, what type of movie would you see?
Whatever movie you want.
No!
Oh!
Jesus! Oh, but you had us there. Yeah, the whole of Australia waiting, John. Hook, line, and stinker. Oh, he's a gentleman. He's old school, mad dog. He kicks it old school. Whatever you want.
Oh,
whatever
such
you want.
A gentleman.
And he's the Uber driver, so he could drive you there and he'll drive you back as well.
Oh, yeah.
He'll even stop the meter halfway through the movie.
I wouldn't even fire up the app, actually. I wouldn't even do it. It'd be off duty. It'd be on the house.
Okay, Maddie, so we got three guys. We had Liam, the plumber, 21 years old. Corey, the 18-year-old plumber's little bitch, who also had to ring up and give him a raging reference. And then we also had John, the Uber driver, Italian background, the Italian stallion. Now, we do have to eliminate one to start off with. So, I mean, I don't want to rush you into any major life-changing decision, but there obviously would be one that doesn't make as much sense as the rest of them. Who are we going to cut?
It definitely has to be number two.
Number two. Oh, no. Corey. Corey.
Am I not pretty enough?
Corey.
Yeah.
Do I cry? It leaves us with... Leaves us with two more, Mad Dog. You've got Liam, the 21-year-old plumber, and you've got John, the 39-year-old Uber driver. Every bone in my body wants you to pick John, the 39-year-old Uber driver. But I do think, I mean, you can't argue when a man has not only managed to get through to the producers, he's also got his little wingman, 3 years younger, ultimate beta male, just hanging off every word.
I love that.
So, going to eliminate one more. Who's it to be? This is your man. Don't let me tarnish with the goods.
All right, the next one to cut would be number three.
Number three. Oh, sorry, John.
Oh. All good.
All good. All good. Plenty more fish in the sea. Sorry, John boy. Okay, we know what to do now. We go to Liam. Man number one. Now, the thing is, Mad Dog, is that there's no guarantee that Liam will exchange social media details. I mean, he's his own man. Ooh. Maybe you've turned him off. Well, we don't know.
Yeah, maybe you won't be a fan. You're
I should know
to his
friends. Yeah. I mean, sometimes people go on a first date. They like the sound of someone. Sometimes the second date, it doesn't go as well. So you never know. He might have liked the sound of you in the first segment, not in the second. The time has come to ask man number one, Liam. The 21-year-old plumber, 6'4", with a CDMO, long brown hair, just started the gym. Got a myriad of friends who will act as his bitch at any one time. Do you take Maddie to be your lawfully wedded Facebook girlfriend?
I do.
Woo-hoo. You guys.
There was a tough competition down. Surprised I made it.
Well, it wasn't that tough a competition. You beat out a 39-year-old Uber driver with a daughter who said three words, and then your wingman that you whipped into submission.
Made another
boat, okay? Oh, yeah, for the boys, for the boys.
Well, I sound like I hang out with him.
Well, enjoy. Maddie, get to know Liam. No doubt you'll get to know his little whipping boy as well.
Awesome.
You two will be on a date. I reckon the third wheel will rock out. Oh, can I get you another soda water in line, Liam? Anything? I'm going to go to the toilet for you, Liam. I'm going to pour you another beer, Liam. Oh, yes. Let me make that burger for you, Liam. Sorry. It's been a long week. You guys get to know each other. Now.
Hey.
I'm joking. I'm a joking. Hey, good stuff. You guys can exchange social media details off the air. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey. Well, good news. I mean, this story has a happy ending. Not everyone will be so lucky. You might have seen earlier today fluttering around last sort of 12 hours gone viral, the story of a UK man taking his UK girlfriend, who is now his UK fiance and soon UK wife-to-be. He's taken her to America. Nice little New York soiree for the couple. He's got down on one knee, popped down a ring. She's done the gasp and put both hands up to her mouth, eyes wide open. He's dropped down to the knee and said, "Will you marry me?" She said, "Yes. Yes, please, sir. Three packs full, sir." And he's went to put the ring on her finger. He's only gone and dropped it down the bloody drain. Oh, no. I mean, you don't do it. One thing, he's gotten so excited. He can't believe that he struck the jackpot. The love of his life finally committed. All that pressure, all the weight off his shoulders. Oh, the anticipation. She said yes. He's missed the finger. The classic miss the finger. Doesn't happen very often, but when it does, disastrous consequences. It's fell down the grate, the drain grate in New York City. Central Park, of all places. And, of course, this happy moment's turned into a nightmare. They're fishing around trying to climb down the drain. The police have had to come say, "Sir, don't climb down that drain. You'll never find it down there. Very unsafe for a boy like you. Don't be climbing down drains. The rings are replaceable. Human men getting stuck down drains are not." He's dropped the ring. Everyone went home, very upset. A couple of hours later, the NYPD have found the ring. They put out the search. They said, does anyone know who this man is? People have tracked him down via social media and he's got the ring back once and for all. Good story. All's well that ends well. But it's not always the case. 131060, what did you drop?
What was it you dropped? What was it you dropped? What was it you dropped?
Yeah, sweet bassline. Sweet hip-hop bird. Some of my finest work. Things might be getting slipperier. We can't rule that out because I had a bad drop over the weekend. I was cooking an omelette, as I do, every Saturday morning, and smoked salmon, spinach, lactose-free cheese, 6 eggs, 3 of those yolks, and a little bit of olive oil just to coat the base, just to make sure it doesn't stick and I can flip over the egg. Dropped the olive oil on the kitchen. I've got kitchen tiles. It's about 3/4 full still. The glass bottle is obviously shattered. Olive oil all over the kitchen floor. You know what they don't teach in schools? When you're 29 years old, how to clean up a litre of olive oil off a kitchen tile. No idea what to do. I went for a soak. I sweeped. It's still slippery. It's going to be an ice rink for another week or so, I reckon. I've just got this slow sort of weak plan where I'm just going to wet it each day, try and soak up a bit more. Very, very oily at the Lakey household at the moment. It's a bad drop. Wedding rings and bottles of olive oil may be the top two things to ever drop. Vase may come in a close third. Don't want to drop a vase. Has a vase ever been dropped? 131060, what did you drop with high stakes? I mean, it might have been something very expensive. I don't like holding babies. I don't like holding babies because if the olive oil, replaceable. But you don't want to be the known guy to drop a baby. Don't have a little hold and then drop that. No good. Bad thing to drop. 131060, what have you dropped? We'll get the calls on the air next. The high stakes drop off.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. What was it you dropped? What was it you dropped? What was it you dropped?
Yeah, 131060, what was it that you dropped? Sometimes it can have disastrous consequences. Sometimes you take a decent hold. You take a hold as an advantage and you forget how good it is that your thumbs and your fingers sort of cooperate with you until you drop something. You're like, oh, shit, I so underestimated the power of the hold. You probably drop something, what, twice a year? Probably. Figure that's the average? Butterfingers? Out there. Two things a year, I reckon. I dropped some olive oil over the weekend and comes off the back of a man who took his now fiancée to New York. Dropped down on one knee and got the engagement ring out. She said yes. He's gone and dropped it down the drain. Caught on CCTV and everything. The cops managed to find the ring and return it to the man. Not all's that end well. You drop a big bottle of olive oil in your kitchen, no one's picking that up and returning it. Impossible. Thanks for all the people ringing up with their oil spill tips on 131060.
Yeah, apparently all you need to do is put a lot of salt down, some warm water as well, and then finish it off with some dishwashing liquid.
Yeah, okay. Bit of salt, yeah. I was half considering just going out buying a bottle of like pure balsamic, pouring it over the top and getting the world's biggest loaf of bread, inviting everyone round. Just soak it up. 131060, what did you drop, Nick, in Newcastle?
540 litres of thickened cream.
It's a lot of thickened cream. It's a lot 30, of thickened
30,
cream.
30 crates worth of
2 litre
thickened cream.
Okay, now describe this drop. You sound like a handsome rooster with big bulging biceps, but even you, Nick, I don't think it could handle 540 litres in your two arms on the back of a truck or something. Forklift accident?
There was a forklift accident that wasn't put up properly, but we had to get it back down. And so it was coming down one way or another.
How does one go about the cleanup for that? Because here I am going on like some sort of little two-step Mary, saying, oh, my 500 mils of olive oil. I mean, you've raised me.
It just so happened. It was on the weekend that the industrial vacuum that we use was in getting service. So it was 6 guys, 2 hours later with mops.
That's great. That's a big drop. Thanks, Nick. Kayla in Bendigo, what do you drop?
Hi. I come off a really, really long shift and I dropped my pizza. Ooh. I worked at a pizza shop.
Ooh. Tough drop. Real tough drop.
I was really shattered.
Face down, I bet, as well.
It was.
Oh, it's always face down. Always face down. What's the manager like? Because I feel that's a good manager in the making if they go, you know what, make yourself another one on the house.
My manager's fantastic, but he wasn't there so I just went and bought a new one.
It's a tough drop. Every now and then this happens as well. Don't take those hands for granted anymore, Kayla. Tara in Canberra, what'd you drop?
4 cases of Coronas.
That's tough as well. I mean, that's 96 bottles right there.
Yeah, only the top case smashed, but then as I was cleaning up, the bottom dropped out of the last three, the other 3 cases.
Oh, you klutz. It's the double drop.
Yeah.
Is that the only time you've double dropped?
Oh, no, it happens regularly. I've also knocked over 4 cases of red wine.
Looks like we've got a Butterfingers on our hands.
Definitely.
Butterfingers Anonymous, is that way, please?
Well, you said dropping twice a year. I drop probably twice a day.
Wow. That's serious butter. That's seriously buttery fingers there. Buttery soft. Thanks, Naomi. Wrap this up on 131060. What'd you drop?
Hi, guys. I dropped my newborn son.
Jesus. At least it was your baby.
By accident.
Well, of course. No one's tarring you with the reputation of throwing around a baby for fun. But at least it was your baby. I mean, I think it can go one step worse. But that's tough.
Yes.
See, this is why I'm getting the snip. This is why I'm getting the snip.
It was.
There's no way I'm doing it.
Exactly.
Too high stakes. What happened? How old was it?
He was a newborn baby. I was a first-time mum, and just fatigue, you know, being up all night with the newborn, fatigue hit. I took him in, I sat him up in our bed, and, tried to comfort him off to sleep, and I fell asleep, and he slipped.
I would have put him to sleep, all right. No.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
His dad is here. Help. I love that new song. We're playing it a lot.
Nice.
With BTS, it is Steve Aoki. God, how many people have whooped ya before?
Oh, man, that was like, it's nice to hear it again, though. You know, it's like, it's been a while because it's such an old song.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I had to bring it back in my set on this tour.
Oh, good.
I had to bring it back.
Yeah. You know? Well, we love it. 2008, maybe. I used to live in Surfers Paradise where they do schoolies.
Yeah.
Which is like where all the school leavers go and party once they finish their exams and stuff. If I heard whoop whoop one time, I got whoop whoop about 2,000 times. That was the anthem.
I know, and it brings me back to that era, which was a lot of fun. It was just, it was pre-EDM. Mm. It was pre-the-term EDM. So, and that's when, like, festivals were, like, every single weekend there was a festival happening in Australia. Yes. And everyone outside of Australia, all the DJs, we were, like, dying to go down to Australia. Like, in the wintertime, it's the summertime. Everyone's, you know, going crazy, getting lit. It's just, like, epic shows, epic festivals. Yeah, it was such a great time.
I mean, we still do have summer festivals,
right?
But they've died down a bit. Yeah,
yeah.
Can't help but feel if there were more DJs doing that hybrid sort of rock star DJ sort of thing like you're doing, Mr. Aoki, they might still be a bit more in business.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, the shows still are pretty awesome. Mm. Like, I love doing my own shows regardless, because you're playing to your fans. You know, festivals, you're playing to a lot of different people.
Yeah.
But you get like a density of all fans. And now with these collaborations, it brings in, a whole different crop of, it's not just pure EDM heads. It's like BTS armies in the house.
Yeah.
We got, you know, Louis Tomlinson fans also there. We got all kinds of different kinds of fans. Latin, the Latin scene. I didn't realize how many Latinos and Latinas are here down in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I dropped my song with Daddy Yankee and Nicky Jam, they're singing along.
Now, I'm glad that you made a distinction between Latina and Latino. It's something that I could have learned a long time ago when I typed Latino on Pornhub. Got the shock of my life. You only make that mistake once. Only make that mistake once. You come down to Australia quite a lot these days, and obviously we love you, so why wouldn't you? How good's your Aussie accent?
How you going, mate?
That's not bad.
How you going?
That's good. It's got that Western twang about it.
Yeah, I mean, I did. Well, I was married to an Australian girl at one point in my life. So
really?
Yeah, I mean, this is my past, but
okay.
So I spent some time down here. You know, I love coming down here.
Yeah, cool. Are you just super healthy, or is that a strong metabolism you got going? Because I imagine you live a fast paced party lifestyle, but you haven't put on a kilo.
Yeah, you know, it is a bit of both. You know, like I know that, like, I got my Asian genetics. Which, you know, if you look at Japan, there's not that many people that are overweight there. Yeah.
Struggle to put on any fat.
Yeah,
married a lot of rice as well.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of rice, lots of carbs. But I mean, we're walking.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not just walking. So I love my exercise. I love my routines. I love my workouts. I love eating healthy. It's, you know, it's just another fun little, you know, it's like everyone's got their little thing that they do. And this is like another one of mine. It's kind of my own pet project to see how I can get further into my human experimentation to be healthier and try different things at work.
How often are you like really loose on stage and having a rep a hangover the next day? Or is it you just use your own natural energy?
You know what? I don't drink anymore. So, I mean, although like, you know, I'm not saying I'm straight edge. I just don't, like guzzle like, you know, back in the day, we're talking like, as we talked about warp days.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking 10 years plus.
Those are the crazy
I was
days.
Going in hangovers all the time. you know, not learning your lessons.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just, I'm a veteran now, I have to say. It's been the game long enough and this game is a marathon. You have to run it like an athlete. Mm. And if you run it like you're sprinting, you ain't gonna last very long.
Not gonna get very far. No, that's smart. That's real smart. I'm 4 years sober myself, as a matter of fact.
Right, nice.
Every day's a struggle, Steve. Every day's a struggle. We're getting there. And we're also getting very close to a game called Throw the Rice Cake here at Danny Lakey. More with Steve Aoki next.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
I was reading an article and then my computer crashed, so please fill in the blanks, but said you want to live forever. Was this just a clickbait or is there something deeper there?
There's definitely much deeper than that, but that's definitely a big headliner.
Steve Aoki.
Big headliner. but I believe that, and my whole album kind of like really harkens the mantra, neon future. I really believe in a very positive future. So I believe in our future, in our generation, there's a good possibility that we may be of a generation that either is the last generation to die or the first generation to live forever. Wow. So the technology of where that split is, that crux, is on this fine line. Mm. And I think we're getting closer and closer to the realization that the idea that death is a disease that we can cure could be possible in our lifetime.
Wow. Here is the cake word association game. So I'll just say a word to do with cakes.
Okay.
And you just say whatever comes to your head.
Let's do it.
Macca's hot cakes when you're hungover.
Coffee.
Full face of caked on makeup.
A girl. I don't know. I'm just going off the top of my head here.
Beefcakes at the gym.
Beefcakes at the gym. Big bulging veins.
Urinal cake.
That smell you get when you walk into a disgusting bathroom.
Yeah, like sausagey lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, no not good. For females out there who've probably never been into a male bathroom before, our bathrooms are laced with nice smelling cakes.
Oh my god, my toes are curling
urine.
Right now. I like just walking in there barefoot it'll be like a nightmare.
This is the part where I play, I mention the song titles of yours, and then I'll ask you a question to spur off the song title. Here's the first one. Are you a nervous flyer?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. That's good in your gig.
Oh, yeah. That's you have to. I've been in all kinds of planes, hit all kinds of turbulence, had lightning hit the plane, dropped elevations that you wouldn't believe. I've been in all kinds of, you know, flights that many people would be crying.
Yeah.
And I just sleep right through it.
Oh, great. Darling, just hold me. Ever wet yourself because you were told to just hold on?
Yes, I'm sure of it. You know, maybe a little, you know, those little drops that come out, that is wetting yourself.
That's
so,
technically,
you know,
yeah.
Like,
full
you know, and if you're wearing some swim trunks, you might see that wet come through the swim trunks and you'd be like, well, you got to own it.
Yeah, cool. Final one. There is a leftover platter of lavish foods like strong blue cheeses and salted meats. How long can time pass before they will not be wasted on you anymore and you have to throw it in the bin?
Okay, so salted meats, I'm not a meat eater.
Oh.
So those can go whenever. Now, the cheese is a hard one because it's already blue. So how do you tell if it's actually mold or if it's actually in the cheese and you're supposed to eat it? Just stay away from both. And okay. I just let someone else decide.
Mm. It's important not to dictate all of the leftover platter rules in the workplace. Let the man do his job and you can just continue partying on. We've set something up in the studio. It's a man with a hot surfer bod rig with a hole cut out of his face. That is where my face will go. And I will try and taunt you with anger and you will throw rice cakes at my face. Does that sound good?
Because of rice cakes. I usually have like specific cakes. Well, they're very soft.
Well, there's nothing more Aussie than rice cakes. So we've got all sorts of different preserves and spreads on the rice cakes.
I'm going to walk around and put my face in there.
The never-ending caking the radio DJ. I love doing this.
Rice cakes are slightly different though, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is, it's like, you know, like, it's just like anything. You judge weight and then you can tell how far you're going to be going with this.
I see.
So this one, this is butter, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is.
It's not going to be
this
good.
Is pretty gross.
Yeah.
This should stick in the face pretty good. But as long as I get him right, smack dab in the face. Let's see what happens with rice cake number one.
Here's Oh, God. Oh, just bottom fleck of the beard, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, it wasn't a full face shot, but that was the butter one. Okay. What do you got now? Oh, that's Vegemite.
Vegemite.
Oh.
Australian delicacy. You might not have heard of this. Otherwise known as...
Oh, Jesus.
A bounce off the forehead. Okay, what's this one? Peanut butter?
That's peanut butter. Yeah, I don't mind a bit of peanut butter. Oh, God.
Tasty. We'll go with cake number three.
Oh, he's not mucking around. Oh, I thought he was going to throw them like frisbee discs.
Okay.
This one's stuck.
Here we go.
This one's stuck.
Australia's favorite.
It's the Nutella.
Nutella. This one should stick.
Oh, God.
The other eye.
Oh, rice cake, fifth and final.
Last one.
Full of raspberry jam.
Square in the face.
Oh, no.
Strawberry preserve.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to...
No! Ah! Steve Aoki! Steve Aoki! Oh, thank you, Steve Aoki. His new song is out now with BTS. We're going to play it now. Thanks, man, for coming in.